This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
Welcome back. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com. 860-1440, that's the number if you want to get in touch with me. You can also tweet me at Tactics Radio. That's always a possibility. We've got that pulled up now, so if you want to get into the show, tweet me, you can do that. But we were reading this article beforehand saying that white men stockpile guns because they're afraid of black people, which is ironic, and we were actually reading right before one of the statistics that he uses to quote-unquote prove this is that 78% of gun owners are white. But according to the United States Census Bureau, if you're looking at the strictly white population, the people that identify as only white, you've got 61.3%, so not that far back from that 78% mark. And if you're actually counting white and Hispanic, which this study actually did, it's 76.9%. So if you're looking at that, you're only about a little over a percentage point off when it comes to the overall population. And because of that, when you look at it and you understand that that's the demographic of the breakup of the United States anyway, then you would expect the number to be pretty close to that. So the idea that it's just white people and the fact that more white people have guns is proof that they are afraid of black people, and that's the only reason that they're buying guns, makes absolutely no sense because, A, you've not connected the two, correlation doesn't show cause, and B, even if that were the case, and what I mean by that being the case that there was a larger slice of the white population that has guns, that's true that there's proportionately a little more, but there's not a massive disparage between the two. There's not a massive gap between the population of white people and ownership of guns. And so the breakdown racially of gun ownership is really not that much different than the actual racial breakup of the United States, which is fine. That's the way that it should be. The Second Amendment was written for everybody, not just white people. And I don't know of a single conservative that believes otherwise. So he continues on in this article. Racial anxiety was a big reason for the uptick in gun ownership, according to Angela Stroud, a North College sociologist. Stroud went through many concealed carry weapon applications in Texas and interviewed applicants. She found that many of them wanted to protect their loved ones during an impending race war. Okay, well, what does many mean? Many isn't a number. Many isn't a statistic. This is, at the very best, anecdotal evidence from one person. And so he tries to make it sound all official by bringing up that she was a North College sociologist, which I'm assuming she probably is. But if that's the case, then launch a study into it. Don't just say, well, there's this one person that's a professor at a college that looked into a bunch of applications and said that many of them were afraid of a race war, which, here's my question. I don't pretend to be an expert on how concealed carry works in Texas, but if that's the case, who writes down on reasons for applying for, and I don't even know why you have to put down a reason, I didn't when I applied for my concealed carry, but who puts down in concealed carry that they're prepping for a race war? I'm sorry, I just don't buy that, and I think that there's a good reason that there's not actual numbers on this, because the real reasons would be low. Many is subjective. You could look through 300 applications and see two that they said, we're worried about the impending race war, and say, oh, many people were concerned. And you're technically not lying. So if you actually want to make that case, you have to actually put some kind of number, some kind of study behind it. But anyway, let's keep going. Stroud also discovered another motivation, racial anxiety. Quote, a lot of people had talked about how important Obama was to get a concealed carry license. And so the conclusion that he draws from that is, he's for free health care, he's for welfare, they were asking. Whatever happened to work, Obama's presidency, they feared, would empower minorities to threaten their property and families. So the conclusion that he's drawing is people got their concealed carry permits because of Obama, and that means that it must be because they were afraid of black people, because Obama was going to empower black people, and they were afraid that that was going to motivate them to get engaged in a race war. You know what? I was afraid of Obama, too. Not because he was going to empower minorities, but because the guy was vehemently anti-gun. And so it makes sense that people, there's a reason that gun sales went up under the Obama administration. They were afraid that he was going to outlaw certain kinds of guns. And so they were going ahead and preemptively buying them, hoping that they would get grandfathered in if there was some kind of gun ban proposed. I mean, even Obama joked about this. He said that he's been very good for gun manufacturers, which is true. Gun sales exploded under him because people were constantly afraid that he was going to enact some kind of gun ban. And concealed carry is no different. People got involved in that. People went after that and pursued that. Yes, and when they list Obama as one of their reasons, yeah, I believe that. But just because they list Obama as a reason doesn't mean that they were afraid that he was going to empower minorities to attack people. It means that they were afraid that he was going to go after their guns, and that's why they got involved and why they bought more guns. They tried to get their concealed carry permits. I can see that as being a reaction to Obama, but that doesn't mean that racism was the whole of that. If you had Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, for example, in the White House saying exactly the same thing, I'm guessing you would have gotten pretty similar results, and they would have listed the president, whomever it would have been, saying that they were worried about that. If Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton were in the White House right now, I would be afraid for my gun rights. I would want my concealed carry permit. I already had it anyway, but I'm kind of an exception. But my point in all this is, just because someone lists that, your immediate reaction is, well, it must be because they're racist, because it was Obama. You can't draw that conclusion. There's no way to get there logically. And so here he goes on with a couple of other things that he notes. And we'll just kind of rapid fire go through these. Here are some of the more notable characteristics of the typical emotional attached gun owner. Many of them are anti-government. The researchers noted that gun owners considered themselves to be patriotic, but reasoned that the government was different from the nation. That doesn't mean you're anti-government. In fact, that goes back to the foundation of our country. That's from Thomas Paine's Common Sense, that government and nation are not the same thing. The idea that you can tie back patriotism and loyalty to your nation, not the government or the people that are in power, that goes back to the very core of who we are as a country. So again, doesn't necessarily prove anything, and the people that own guns that do exercise their Second Amendment rights, I would think would be the people that would be more likely to associate that because they understand the history, they understand the background of the Second Amendment, why it's in place. And the first and foremost, the primary reason why we have a Second Amendment is to protect us from a rogue government. That goes back to the very foundation, and we've covered that many, many, many times on this program, but that goes back to the very reason that the Second Amendment was seen as essential as a part of the Bill of Rights, is because it was supposed to protect you from the government, from it going crazy, from some kind of tyranny that were to take place, foreign or domestic. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment, to protect the citizenry and to ensure that they have rights, because with guns, we are citizens. Without guns, we are subjects. All right, so it looks like we've got a caller or two on the line, so hopefully we'll be able to get to that in just a second. 860-1440 are the numbers if you want to call in.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.